Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we are turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we've got him on the line. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week's stargazers, Jupiter and Saturn could be seen in the southwestern sky throughout the night. Our moon will be a beautiful crescent for most of the week, gradually becoming brighter in the sky towards week's end.
We are heading up to the Mauna Kea summit, a discovery relating to the center of our galaxy and rogue black holes.
Indeed. The folks at the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope have made a surprising discovery in the galaxy's core. The Japanese team using the JCMT were studying dense clouds of gas in the galactic core when they noticed that some of these clouds were moving way faster than they should have been. The JCMT team found that these clouds were hurtling through space because they were under the influence of massive rogue black holes.
I always thought there was just one massive black hole at the center of the galaxy.
Well, that's not wrong. In the very center of our Milky Way is a supermassive black hole. In fact, it's so massive it weighs in at around 4 million times the mass of the Sun. It is bonkers huge. But around that supermassive black hole, there are lots and lots of stars. And as you know, stars do not last forever, especially massive ones.
And especially ones near a black hole.
Hang on.
So you're saying some of these massive stars died and little black holes were born?
Yep, pretty much. The center of the galaxy is a very violent and energetic place. There are huge concentrations of stars that whiz around the galactic center at mind-numbing speeds, taking along any planets with them. When the massive stars die, the supernova from their death creates a black hole, and it continues to orbit the galactic center.
And how many of them are out there? Is this a worrying phenomenon?
We think there are around several hundred million black holes in the Milky Way galaxy. And I'd also be lying if I told you that black holes aren't a concern. But what we have to remember is that the galaxy is a very big place, and it's likely that most of these black holes may well be in denser parts of the galaxy.
But we should be all right. We're in the galactic suburbs, right?
Yeah. Out here, things are pretty quiet, and we like it that way.
It's Christopher Phillips and another Stargazer. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And you can find Stargazer on demand at hawaiipublicradio.org.